It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Well, apologies are in order, as yesterday's time change did not go so well. Joan in Clark County emailed us, waiting for Terry to come on at 5 a.m. this Sunday morning, but Folk Alley continued as if there had not been a time change. By way of confession from yours truly, while filling in for our operations manager who took a long weekend, I made the adjustment to the Sunday morning automation playlist that I thought was going to fill the extra hour overnight smoothly, but I miscalculated. Joan went on with a suggestion. I realized that programming is quite expensive. What about a repeat of some of your day programs in the wee hours of the morning before BBC comes on at 4? On Point is my favorite, and I hate to miss it. I love Bob Edwards' Weekend, and it would be another consideration. Many weekend sleep-in listeners never hear it. I am unable to listen to your Sunday night 6 to 8 programming, as that is family gathering time in my home. I always try to catch Lake Wobegon. I know you repeat it, but Saturday is also difficult for me. Joan added a P.S. saying, Q was my least favorite program. Speaking of which, we've continued to add information about the Gian Gomeshi situation on the WEKU Facebook page, and we've continued to get comments such as this one from Claire. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty. It's really unfortunate, though. I like this show because the guests are most often people I'm not familiar with. It broadens my horizons. While I'll continue to listen to the show and hope the quality continues, I'll miss Gian. The folks at PRI and the CBC, by the way, have told us they are searching for a new permanent host for Q. We're always interested in your feedback. Write to us at weku at eku.edu or call 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.